Elia English is our guest. Aunt Helen.
That's right, y'all. Aunt Helen wrote a book.
For real. Again, Elia, who do you want to reach with this book?
Oh, my goodness. H.J., you know what? I had said, because that's what the publishing company asked as well. And basically, I had said, well, from ages 12 and up. But I'm finding that now a lot of 9 and 10-year-olds are going through things that I never even went through when I was that age. So young girls, young boys, it's not even just for girls. But not only that, I had a lady from New York who bought the book. She read the book, and she had to contact me. She's in her 70s to let me know that she read the book, and she said when she was growing up, she remembered that the older people were saying how God can give you peace in the midst of a storm, and she said she never understood what they meant when they were saying that. And she said after reading my book, she said that's exactly what she feels now. She had been going through some things that only she and God knew. But she said she is in such peace now. She said the storm isn't over, but she's found peace in the midst of that storm. So for anybody, it's not anybody who can read, it's for you.
You know, I noticed that it seems as if that the dropout rate is about 50%.
Oh, my heart falls.
Wow.
My heart falls.
Why is it that... Or can we say that the school has failed or have parents failed or who's dropped that ball?
Combination. That's the thing. I won't blame it all on the school. We have to take our responsibilities as parents. And even though I've never had children, am I a mother? Absolutely, I'm a mother. Have I raised my share? Yes, and I still am. It is our responsibility. Oftentimes, the parents, we want to give the sole responsibility to the educational systems, but no, it is also our responsibility because the kids will go to school, but if they don't have the encouragement when they get home, I remember that when I was a kid, and I appreciate my mom when she was like, look, get your lessons, get in there and get your homework, when I needed her to be as excited about my education as I was learning how to become excited about my education. Do you know what I mean? And right. Yes, we also, as a nation, have begun to let down our public schools especially. The classrooms are overcrowded. The teachers are not, you know, having the ability to be able to really work with their students like they did when I was going to school. I mean, I think they have like 50 kids, up to 50 kids in a class now. How can one teacher teach up to 50 kids in a class?
Impossible.
It's impossible. You're asking her to do the impossible. And so that's how many of them fall by the wayside. And those are the students that, because she can't. She can't give her attention to every single one of them. And so we need to really start dealing with our school systems. Parents need to get more involved. They need to communicate with the teachers. The teachers need to know, you know, where the parents are. The parents need to know where the teachers are. Do you know what I mean, H.J.?
Oh, yes.
And that's where I believe we have really failed. And also, we failed as a family. I mean, I reach out for those that I see. If I see some kids that are goofing off and I'm in a position to be able to say something or speak a good word to them, that's what I do. And it's also about speaking words of encouragement. They don't need to hear, well, you're so bad, you're out of school. No, you need to hear, you're too smart to be out here playing around. You have been created for greatness. And therefore, in order for you to even begin the steps that you need to take to serve your purpose for why you were created, you need to be educated.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Our guest, Elia English. Back to your acting for one
moment.
Okay,
back to my acting.
Okay. Has there ever been a role you've ever wanted to play? That you haven't played yet?
That I haven't played yet. Well, yes, there still is. There are several of them. But one that I'm still working on, when I was growing up, the only, I can't remember how old I was, and it was like one of those black and white movies, and she was in with Shirley Temple, Hattie McDaniel.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And when I saw her in Gone with the Wind, and then I started like trying to find what I was like, I want to see anything else that she's in. I really, really admire her. I believe that I appreciate the fact, the strides that she made, because if it weren't for Hattie and people like Hattie, I wouldn't be able to do the things that I've done today. And when I got the opportunity to play the role of Queenie in Showboat, and I did it in America, and I also got to do it over in England, in London, and Leeds, rather, and in Stratford, where Shakespeare was born. I felt it was an honor to do the role, and there were certain things that I was able to do that I know when Hattie did it in film work, she wasn't able to do, and I definitely wanted to honor not only us as a people in the production, but honor her in being able to portray that role, because it didn't have to be as stereotypical with the quotes around it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a certain way, especially when she was in the industry, that people expected black people to act. This is how you were supposed to act. And now we're able to, I mean, you know, she paved the way for, like, the Cosby Show. We had, you know, the Cosbys, and we get to be lawyers and doctors and have our families on TV and raise a beautiful set of children with values and morals. And so that's one role I definitely look forward to portraying one day.
Wow. Our guest, the great Ella
Elia
English. It has been definitely a pleasure. Elia, finally, tell us once again the name of the book and where can they pick it up?
The name of the book is I Am That I Am, A Journey Through Adolescence. It can be, you can get it either on Amazon.com, you can get it on BarnesandNoble.com, or you can go to my website, www.eliaenglish.com, and order it from there, as well as you can go to your local bookstore and request it.
Our guest, Aunt Helen.
Thank you so much,
okay.
AJ.
You're welcome.
Wonderful.
It has been great. Elia English, our Star 94.1.